ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਆਰ ਲਿਸਨਰਸ, ਇਟਸ ਗੁੱਡ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਬੈਕ ਐਂਡ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਐਕਸਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਡੇ ਵੀ ਦ ਡਿਸਕਸਿੰਗ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਪੰਡਿਤਸ ਆਰ ਔਨ ਆਰ ਵੇ ਟੂ ਦ ਥੀਏਟਰ ਆਫ ਡ੍ਰੀਮਸ ਨੋ ਲੈਸ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਦ ਬਿਗੇਸਟ ਫਿਕਸਚਰ ਇਨ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਫੁੱਟਬਾਲ, ਮੈਨਚੈਸਟਰ ਯੂਨਾਈਟਿਡ ਵਰਸਿਸ ਲਿਵਰਪੂਲ। It should be a spicy, spicy encounter, right? So we're going to talk all things before, how, in the build-up in the game, give our opinions, and later on we're going to come back of the second part of this podcast celebrating that somebody's won, and you'll know who we will by our opinions of whether we are happy or sad. So without much further ado, I'm Navaraj Singh and I'm going to introduce you to our rest of our pundits, and Harai Singh.
Harai Singh, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Fateh. I'm designated driver today, so you want him much.
Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Fateh, Harkira Singh.
Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh, Tarandar Singh.
Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh, Sanmukh Singh.
Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh, Gurmukh Singh.
Right, and as you can tell, we are not Liverpool fans, right? Because we know English and you can understand us. Right. So, no Scouse accents here, mate. But, yeah, right, okay. So, it's a game that we've all been looking forward to for several months. Well, since the draw was made, anyway, about a month. Right. I say several months, the draw was only made about 3 weeks ago. But, guys, what's your opinion today? How are you guys looking forward to it? I mean, what do you expect from today's game? I mean, let's start with the Horizon, because you're driving as well, so I'll let you focus on that. What's your opinions on today's Horizon?
You know what, I think when I first saw the draw, the first thing I said is, we're getting shitter today. That genuinely was my first thought. You know, Liverpool are playing well. We're too erratic. We don't concentrate. We're not consistent enough. And I think Hoyland's been a big miss. Hoyland, like you were saying earlier, Navaraj Singh, he's our star. You know, if he don't get player of the season, you know, something's wrong. But hopefully, he's back today, and we can give him a good game. You know, knowing that he's trained for the last 2 days. Does bring more of an element of hope into this.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. So without him, I don't think we would have a chance of scoring much goals, but I think with him there, he brings a new dimension to our team. So at the back seats, the back seat drivers.
So yeah, I'm 50-50 on this game. I'm confident in a sense, because if you look at statistically, in the FA Cup, when it's been a Man United-Liverpool game, whoever's been the home team has generally won that tie and gone through. So that's why I'm hoping it will be a good result for United. On the other hand, I am scared of Liverpool, because there's something Ferguson about this Klopp team, where they don't have very many great players, but they seem to grind out wins. They keep winning at the moment, and they have winning as a really sort of good habit, and they're in that habit at the moment. With United, I think we can be positive, but we're going to have to dig very deep. I think we have to be very tight at the back and maybe nick a 1-0. But I think in recent weeks, we also obviously versus City, who are a very brilliant team as well, and we proved in that game we could keep it tight for a long time, but then once the first goes in, it could be an avalanche, and we've seen a few avalanches in the past against Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, what I get from that is not a lot of great players. Whoa, that's going to create a bit of attraction, isn't it? Right, I kind of agree there, but we'll we can go through that later.
Well, Liverpool on a run of what, 6-7 winning games now. United on one game winning from off City. Reality is probably Liverpool might win, but we've got a few players back now, such as obviously, as we mentioned, Hoyland, Bissaka. So hopefully that's the difference that can nick us an ugly win today, which will be more than enough to get us through.
Right, okay. I mean, that's it, guys. You've heard everyone's opinions, I mean, on that game. I mean,
what about your opinion?
But my opinion is that I think, as Harkit said, the first goal is going to be important. I think we have that soft underbelly, I think, that if we concede first, sometimes the head seems to go down a little bit, and you think, you know,
but even outside of this,
yeah,
it's like Hakib and I were saying earlier, it is a knockout game. It is really probably the only way United have got a chance for any silverware.
So that might prompt a different performance than what we've been seeing.
And it is Liverpool. It's the emotions this game evokes. There's a lot more to it than, you know, just looking at stats. There's other things in this as well, I think.
Yeah, no, there is, you're right, Hannah.
It's like Hakita said, he played against City. We showed we can do it, but we need to show the whole 90 minutes not turn off.
I think, yeah, in a cup game, in a derby, this is the North West derby after all, form goes out the window. However, I think we're going to have to put in our best performance of the season, which we haven't seen really too many times this year. Maybe once or twice, we've been generally hanging in games all year.
Just not consistent.
No consistency, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely right, you know, so... I mean, I do think we got a chance. I think if United score, I think the crowd will get behind the team, you know, be up for it. I think the fact that Liverpool can have more than that for an FA Cup game, you have a higher allocation of tickets. So the atmosphere is going to be really buzzing, yeah. You know. So it should be a good atmosphere. And I think, you know, that up under the jam. I think United not will do it. I think that United can very much do it. And you underestimate United at your own peril. And you've also got to consider best performances. Ultimately, United have been out without their best team for literally the whole season.
Yeah.
And without their main stars, without midfield even.
It just doesn't get highlighted compared to other clubs.
It just doesn't get highlighted like it had, for example, Liverpool last season, where people were making many, many excuses for Liverpool's slump and mid-table form. That, they had played so many games, they had so many injuries, they got XYZ missing, right? And I get Jurgen Klopp's got money in the bank for what he's won, and Erik ten Hag hasn't. But ultimately, United are having the same scenario where throughout the season, we've had players missing, and when they're returning, like people like Martinez, they're missing again. Right? We've got a Casemiro Manu back, but guess what? Casemiro's injured again. You know, so these are the things that he's had to deal with as well, but nobody wants to highlight those issues. I'm not making up excuses, but ultimately, these are important factors of United's inconsistent form. To create your own playing style, to create your own system, you have to have your best team out there to show what you can do. Ultimately, Klopp has had 8 years to build this side, right? And to get a system, to get rhythm, to create rhythm from this side. And Erik ten Hag's had, 12, one season and a half? And then this season has been
plighted
with injuries, off-field issues like with the Greenwood issue, the takeover issue, the Sancho issue, and I don't think any other manager would have got us still with an outside chance of finishing a top five, top four position this season than Erik ten Hag, right? So I think anybody else may have just thrown the tools in and said, "Jalo, you know, I've done the best. What can I do?" You know, so
ask what they think.
You know, but what do the guys at the back, young siblings?
I think my prediction will be like probably a 2-2 draw, because earlier this season we versed them and we were lucky enough to have a draw, but we have to have like attack more, because last time they just put a lot of pressure. But last time Hoyland was on a goal scoring drought, but this time I think he could score because now he's on a goal scoring form. So we'll probably try to get a result and probably win on penalties.
So you're saying a 2-2 draw and a win on penalties?
Yes.
I think Man United will win 2-1.
Who's the scorers?
Hoyland, Garnacho score.
And who will score for Liverpool?
Salah.
Own goal. Own goal by Van Dijk.
I mean, that's an interesting point. I mean, Gudmuk there brought up penalties. I mean, if we go back to statistics, United are generally very bad on penalties historically, whereas Liverpool are very good. So
listen,
I think that's
Liverpool have won nearly more than half their major trophies on penalties.
That is so true. But hopefully we don't take it to pens today. I think I mean, it's interesting Navarro Singh made points about Ten Hag. I think he's in a very tough position today because I think his future could rest on today. A lot of people cite Mark Robin's goal in 1990, I think, when Sir Alex Ferguson kept his job. It could be something similar today. So hopefully we win today. I think Ten Hag is still the man for the job. He needs time. I mean, the club is in a mess at the moment. I mean, everyone knows that. So, I mean, if you look at the market, who is a better manager than him? He's proven it at Ajax. He just needs time at United, I think.
No, absolutely. I agree with you as well, right? You know, but not only Ajax, he was at Bayern Munich, right, for a while, so under Pep as well. So, you know, he's got that European experience as well and management experience, and now he's come here as well. So he knows that he's dealt with big players, big managers, and I think the way he handles, for me, he's handled Sanchez's situation very well. And I know people who got bias that he didn't, but every manager calls their players out sometimes. And even Pep has, but nobody wants to highlight that. But that's okay, right? But ultimately, without going on that as well, I think up under the job. I'm trying to remember a point that Harkip just made as well, that I'm trying to remember at the same time, that what he made, but I can't remember exactly what it was. But if I come back, I'll come back to it if I can. All right? But ultimately, you know, I think United do have a chance, a good chance as well. They're at home.
It's going to be, like you said earlier, it's going to be a great atmosphere today.
It is, yeah. It is.
You know, it's a cup game, so the allocation for the away fans is a bit higher. And yeah, you know.
I think it'd be great if United can give us a performance to cheer about, because I think the atmosphere will be absolutely rocking at Old Trafford.
If we can have a great... Get that 12th man involved.
That's it, yeah. That 12th man, because if we can put in a performance and beat Liverpool, I think it could even be a game changer for our season. You never know, we could go on and end up finishing fourth. It could give us some momentum towards the end of the year. It's very unlikely, but these sort of games can change a season.
Even good, it puts us in good stead. Even for, we have to be thinking about next season as well.
Yeah.
You put in a good performance, you know, transfer season's coming up, is coming up. These things matter. If you slump, who wants to come to a team that's just on the decline? You don't.
Even with financial fair play, we need money. So winning a trophy will be extra cash in the coffers.
Yeah, coffers,
so
no, absolutely.
We do need money and investment towards our squad.
Yeah. I remembered the point. You mentioned Mark Robbins. Is it coincidence that Mark Robbins, well done Coventry City, well done Mark Robbins for being beating Wolves. And look, I'm a Wolves fan as well, right? Because I'm born and bred Wolverhampton, right? So, but ultimate well done to Mark Robbins. Is that an omen for today as well? Mark, will it be
the underdogs win?
will it be Mark Robbins versus Erik ten Hag in the semi-final? Right, you know, and
not that lucky.
So, but I think that draw's got City's name all over it. To be honest with you, yeah, I'm not saying there's any behind the scenes.
Just quickly, you know, I know obviously FA Cup quarter final. There's another one kicking off in an hour, just over.
Oh, there
an
is.
Chelsea Leicester. Sorry. Chelsea,
yeah.
What do you think about that one?
And Leicester's yours, second team, isn't it?
Leicester knows, a great city, great people come from Leicester.
And, hey, listen, it's amazing how many great people come from the Midlands, right?
Yeah. All right, but I think Leicester have got that. Genuinely, I think.
Well, given Chelsea's also slip ups, inconsistencies.
I think Chelsea will slip up against Leicester, who are flying in the Championship at the minute.
I think form comes into it, and Chelsea are as obviously up and down, a bit yo-yo-y, a bit like United, and Leicester are flying in the Championship, and they're practically still a Premier League team, really. They just got very unlucky, having last season with injuries, and that's why they ended up getting relegated, because they had a very dodgy season.
Yeah.
But Leicester, they're just kind of like dropping now because of their last few games they're having like lost defeats, something like that. Yeah, to like
banner in the works.
Or like low teams. So, but I think Leicester will probably get a point, a draw out of it.
You can't get a point. It's ever got win. You have to win.
So a point, draw, and then who wins the penalties? If that's your prediction.
If penalties, then it's Chelsea.
Oh yeah, Chelsea.
If penalties, then it's Chelsea.
Yeah, I think.
I don't think that game will go to penalties.
Is it at the bridge?
Yeah, the bridge.
It's at the bridge as well, right now. So listen, if many teams have come to the bridge this season and won, right? Just like many teams come to Old Trafford as well this and won as well. So I have to quickly stick that in there before any Chelsea fans get a bit upset. But ultimately, you know, that is our podcast for this pre-match drive up, right? And
And hopefully, in the following segment, it will be a victorious one for the Reds. Manchester Reds. Right?
So,
up United. Up the Reds. Theatre of Dreams. Come on, Manchester. You can
last do one for the road.
If Man United somehow make it through, they might have to face another game because City might, could go through. And at some point in the FA Cup, we might verse City.
Either in the semis or the final, yeah.
Yeah.
The
final.
It's time for Badela. Time to beat City.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely, guys. So, listen out. Listen out for the next pod. See you guys soon. And a big fate from us. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa. Waheguru Ji Ki Fate. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa. Waheguru Ji Ki Fate. Wembley. Wembley. We're the favorite nights and we're going to Wembley. Wembley. We're the famous Man United and we're going to Wembley. Are you listening? Are you scassers? Or are you still locked in the ground? What a game, lads. What a game.
What a game for everybody.
What a game.
Neutral fans.
It was a proper cup tie. Proper.
We've
got to talk a bit louder because I think all of our gullet have gone.
Oh, 100% gone, man.
So I mean, our throats have gone.
I mean,
yeah.
7-goal thriller, right? It brings new meaning to seven, right? What a game. Right, what a game. What a phenomenal match, right? I mean, I've just been told today Liverpool have never won a cup game at Old Trafford, and long may that continue. Right, so...
Over 100 years.
Yeah, over 100 years. Right, so what can it say? You know, so it's fantastic. You know, we're over the moon. And we're driving away from the ground. And the last we saw, Liverpool's fans were still locked in the ground. And long may that continue. All right, yeah. So...
What did they do, Sunmuk?
We stopped their quad.
All right,
Sunmuk. What quad? That's a... Yes. What quad? Laugh at their quad. Have they ever won a treble? Have they... Beep!
Anyway,
what a game though, lads. What a game.
Yeah,
I've never been to a game like that in my life where the emotions is up and down, up and
down. You
know,
yeah. Like I said, it's a proper cup game. Both teams were up for it. United started very well. You know, obviously they got that goal in the first 10 minutes, but I think there was a lot of energy in the. You were saying it earlier as well, and you said it in the group as well, Harkir Singh. You know, once they. Both of their goals were down to poor defending. You know, they just weren't clearing the ball. And this is one thing that genuinely got to me. There's a lot, you know, like Tigre, Onana is very good with his feet, and it's very evident, and he is. But we don't need to keep passing it back. And I know I'm all about keep ball and stuff like that. But when we were down,
sometimes
we weren't driving forward enough. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's a silly thing to say. We won the game, and you know. History is going to be testament against what I'm saying, but I just think, and you know, hearing the other fans around me as well, we just weren't driving forward enough.
Mm.
It's good patient build ups, but when we were down, when we were leading, we didn't control the game enough, and Liverpool did. Mm. When they were 2-1 up, they kept the ball well, and it wasn't just about passing backwards, they just kept the ball well.
Yep. They did very well to keep the ball. But I think things that have been evident in this game and all season is our midfield. It is lacking...
Lacking
control.
They walked through our
midfield like it wasn't even there. There was a lot of gaps and I think a lot of their goals did come from that. But credit to the lads, man. They dug in. I didn't think at 2-1 we would get back into the game. But the old Man United spirit, the old Fergie time is still there.
I think once we got that 2-2, even though we went down 3-2,
Gudmuk was
compared to 2-1, our heads went right down. Yeah, Gudmuk, you were right with 2-2.
Yeah.
It looked like it was going to go extra time, penalties.
I think everybody were prepared. I think, you know, when we got near the game, I thought, if it goes to penalties, it's Liverpool's to lose. Like we spoke earlier, Liverpool very rarely lose penalties. They've won the trophies.
I thought penalties we'd win.
Well, it's a feeling, I suppose, isn't it, that we all get. But maybe because it's Old Trafford. In fact, it's Trafford, hopefully. But for me, you know, it's a game of two halves. Right, I thought the first half, the scoreline did not reflect the first half, in my opinion. I thought United were they were the better team in the first half.
They had chances.
And they had chances. They, as
that
a story...
Really
if
The story of the season, we didn't put them away. And the chances that Liverpool, well, they took their chances and we helped them in defence by not clearing our lines. Yeah, right, you know, yeah. So, and you get punished, you create your own luck. And we got punished for that bit of bad luck for us, you know. So in the second half, I thought Liverpool showed how to control a game.
Yeah.
Right, they didn't really, weren't overly threatening in the second half to us, but we weren't really necessarily threatening to them either at all. In the second half, we didn't close them down quick enough. No. We didn't press them quick enough.
It was that final third again. So, you know, like, we had a great first third of the game. And I'm not talking about the pitch. I'm talking about timing. Yeah. The first third, we were good.
Yes.
The second third, we weren't. The final third.
Extra time.
Not even extra time. In the game.
Oh, in the game, yeah.
When we equalised, we got to that point of... They just put energy in again. And I think it might, you know,
I think the crowd also, the crowd also,
they did, but I think also it was the emotion, like, you know what, this is really silverware, why is this was all we were playing for? So, you know, dig in and do something now.
It was a typical yo-yo performance from United. They've been like that all season. But I mean, the second half, I was actually trying to question who actually played Thursday night, because we know Liverpool played Thursday night, but we looked quite tired and leggy in that second half. But we did have a few players coming back from injury. Aaron Wan-Bissaka did immense against Salah.
But I think some of the substitutions seem to be questionable, taking off Mainu rather than Scotty.
It worked, but it played off.
I think Wan-Bissaka down the left, Wan-Bissaka and Rashford down that left, they played really well.
Bissaka had a great game.
I thought he had Salah in his pocket. I know he scored in the
but that was all from the defence, you know, again. They didn't clear the throw-in. The throw-in came in. Yeah. They didn't clear it properly.
Yeah.
You know, in the last few minutes of the first half, Gardner, get rid of it.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and it was just it's too much trying to do tiki-taka.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I mean, Bissaka had Salah. I think Van Dijk did well against, even though Højlund's still young, but Højlund didn't get much.
Højlund did well coming back from injury, because you could tell in that second half he was not much fit. He was very tired, very leggy.
He held out well when he got it,
but he done well. I think he had a few chances, but you could tell he's just not match fit at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what, I mean, even go back to the Thursday night thing as well, I think Liverpool did have a much changed side on Thursday, and this was a different side as well.
They did play a few of their big guns.
Yeah, they did play a few of the big guns, but it was a mix and match, you know. So, I mean, ultimately, right, as United, we've already mentioned, we've had Wan-Bissaka come back for a few months out today as well. And we've got our own. We've got which played no midfield, really. Yeah. We had Kobbie. Oh, absolutely. You know, before he went off, me and Danaj, some lads around us as well. For me, Kobbie Mainoo was our best player on the pitch.
100% his feet.
While he was on the... Absolutely. The way his composure... I'm talking about out of Liverpool and United. He was the best player in midfield on that pitch today. 100%. Right, after 18 years old, right, to play like he did was phenomenal. Right, and the way he's played since he's come back from injury at Christmas, the way he's played on his own, because remember, he's been playing with Eriksen, Casemiro, McTominay. The different partnerships he's played, and said because of injuries, he's held his own, right? Despite that roundabout, merry-go-round defence and midfield that we've had. And he has been great. And then Ahmad came on. What a great, great stint.
Oh, Ahmad.
I think
energy. He
re-energised that side. When he came on, our whole attacking ethos changed. Right, and at that point, you think there's only one team that's going to score, right? And it was right, and we did. We got the equaliser.
I think credit to Ten Hag as well, because I think he's had a lot of criticism over his substitutions and also his in-game tactics. But today, I think he went back to old school. Ferguson just threw the kitchen sink at them, and we basically, that's how we overpowered them, by just throwing the kitchen sink, which we've not done under previous managers actually. And since Ferguson's left, I've seen a few games like that, and we've not thrown the kitchen sink. So credit to Ten Hag today for doing that.
I think with Diallo as well, he's just been given player of the match as well, so well deserved.
No, absolutely.
He was calm on the ball,
tracked back, got those nippy tackles in.
Yeah.
Got that winner.
And he's playing right back at times, right? Because we only had two defenders on. But, you know, for him to be sent off, I think, was absolutely atrocious. Absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, I get the rule of taking his shirt off, right? And he got booked for that. But the first booking on the free kick was scandalous. Absolutely scandalous. Because the free kick was in a different place. And he was standing away from where the... And all he was saying was the free kick should be in their own half. Right? He was standing in his own half. And he got booked for their defender taking the free kick in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And ironically, when they did take the free kick, they took it back in their own half where it should have been. It should never have been given a first yellow card in the first place. I thought that was scandalous.
I think another topic move for another pod in another day is basically it's disappointing from the referee in terms of you've got to look at the emotion of the game. It's a last minute winner against Liverpool, your major rivals.
Yeah.
Really, did you need to send him off for that? I mean,
it's not going to make a difference to the game.
Emotions are high in a game like that. So, of course, Ahmad is going to celebrate wildly. I feel like, I feel like the fans were really.
On social media, he's just apologised saying he forgot about the first yellow card he got.
Okay.
Had he remembered, he probably would have done that. But I think emotions were high, like you said, and he just totally forgotten about everything before that, and
so
just gone ahead.
Next round,
he won't be in the semis.
Listen, we beat Liverpool with 10 men. Right. We beat Liverpool with 10 men. Remember that, all right? And they also and we also, all right. We got a 0-0 draw at Anfield with 10 men. All right, yeah. So they can't beat us with 10 men. Moral of the story.
But on the whole, I think even for neutral spectators, it was a proper cup game. What a game. 7 goals.
Yes.
And we march on to the semi-finals to face.
Who are we playing? Who are we playing?
Coventry City and Mark Robbins. Yeah. Mark Robbins, Coventry City.
Kids, who are we playing? Shout out.
Coventry City.
You guys, what do you reckon the score is going to be in Coventry?
4-1 to us.
4-1 to United, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let's hope you're right about 2-2. Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's hope you're right about that as well. So,
while City entertain Chelsea.
Well, you know,
I think I said earlier in the pod, this game could define Ten Hag's job, and I think he might have just saved it. It might be another Mark Robbins moment of the Ferguson era, but this time for Ten Hag, really, going marching on to the final. But yeah, hopefully we win that FA Cup, because we need a trophy this year.
We need revenge on City.
We need revenge on City, yes. You know, and I think with a full squad, a fit squad, I don't see why not, why we can't go all the way. And lift the trophy as well. So, yeah, onwards and upwards. So, and I think we're going to wrap it up for today. Right, as we head back to... Guys, we're from M16. Sorry. to London!
London Red Army!
Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa! Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh!